Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sarah, you sound less lispy.
Well, I was going to say, is there anything you notice about me? But obviously, you know already. I got my braces off. I finally got the bottom ones off. I feel like there was like a slight lisp because then my tongue had to learn how to get used to like not having something there. It's so weird.
That's wild. That is wild.
I know. My freaking teeth are so straight. And I guess like my dentist, my orthodontist was saying how my bite was like already pretty straight. Basically, my teeth were like pointing out like this.
Outward.
And so the braces helped pull them back in. But luckily, like they were already in a good spot when they were pulled in. So there was no overbite or underbite. And she was explaining how some of the other patients that she has, like when they have in brace, it's really hard because they have aligned bites. And I was like, I can't even imagine how painful that would be to like have the front of your teeth then rubbing up against the back of your braces. Oh, it would be like painful. But I don't have to worry about that anymore. So now I'm just gonna be wearing my retainers like you.
Yes. And you have a bright white smile from Dr. Appa.
Yes. I'm like, when can I go back? Like, how often can we get our teeth professionally cleaned without desensitizing our teeth?
No, truly, y'all. So Dr. Appa, he does celebrity smile makeovers, but he's also like a celebrity in his own right. This man flies private from like New York to LA to Dubai to Miami. He's global.
He flies his whole team private.
His whole team. His like right-hand woman, Diana, is like a gem. And Sarah and I both freaking love her. And everyone's fabulous. Everyone has fabulous teeth. And I think one of the coolest things about Dr. Appa is he does a lot of education around veneers, especially since like TikTok has been showing all those videos of, you know, the people getting like the monster teeth all
nubs
whittled down and then these insane veneers that are going to completely destroy their bite and jaw in like 10 years. He has his own
veneer studio.
Yeah. It's a studio. And the people that he has hired are truly artists. They make the thinnest veneers I've ever seen.
Like handcrafted.
Handcrafted. It's absolutely bonkers. And I've never seen this anywhere at a dentist's office. Like I've been to plenty of dentist's office where they do veneers and reconstruction and all that stuff. But like the fact that he does this in-house and doesn't outsource anything, it truly is an art form. And his whole office is super aesthetic. Like it doesn't feel like you're going to a dentist.
When you walk in, I almost needed like sunglasses. It was like blinding how white everything was. Like it was just like all white, very modern, bright lights, clean. All of the, you know, staff is like attractive and wearing their like nice scrubs.
Figs. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it was just super cute.
Looks super cute. Everything's custom to you. Like Sarah and I both went and got our teeth cleaned and you could choose the music and do you want a blanket? And then there were like accoutrements you could take like THC and.
Which I did.
I cannot believe you did. I was like, I will be floating across the ceiling if I do this right now.
I did. I took a little Kinslips, which are great. Anyways, it was a great experience. My teeth are so white. And now I'm like, Charlene, when can I come back in to get my teeth cleaned again?
Yes, please clean my teeth. Do what you need. Well,
yeah,
I have to go back in because Quinn,
oh, right,
ate my mouth guard. And if y'all know anything about me, if I am one thing, it is a mouth guard stan. I wear my mouth guard every night. I feel naked without it. I have been sleeping without my mouth guard for about 4 days now. And I'm like, literally,
oh my God, you're just grinding your teeth so bad.
Yes. And I'm having a mental breakdown thinking I'm whittling my teeth away. So I'm literally going to go walk to CVS after this and buy one of those.
Like the ones that you put in and it'll mold, but it's not perfect. Yeah.
it's going to be terrible. It's not going to be great, but it's going to be better than like constantly grinding my teeth all night long.
Ugh.
So the coolest thing is that with insurance, I can get a new mouth guard like every 2 years or something, but they always are so disgusting. Like after a couple of weeks, they turn like yellow and stuff. And the process of getting them is very invasive and annoying. Like you have to do the mold.
The
whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Appa has this x-ray machine that essentially like does a whole 360 of your mouth without even having to like put anything in there. It's just, it's great. So I'm going to go do that with him soon.
Technology has advanced a lot in the dental world. It's crazy.
So we need to get Dr. Appa and then we need to get your dentist,
Dr. Kawakami, on to talk about Embrace. And then also just like, I know so many people have questions about like, should I get Invisalign? Should I get Embrace? What is Embrace? You know, should I just get Smile Direct Club? You know, Dr. Kawakami was very impressed with like my results. And because I had Embrace for less than a year, I got them in last May, the bottom ones. And then I put my top ones in and then they took my top ones out after like 7 months. And then, you know, now I'm done. So all, you know, less than a year, which is pretty incredible. But she, you know, has her feelings about like who the right candidate is for Embrace. And so that's why I think it'll be great to have her on. And then obviously I can like answer some people's questions too. Cause she asked me today, she was like, if you could do it again, like, would you do it? And I was like, I think yes, but I think the education part is really important. Cause like, I didn't know that I was going to have as bad of a lisp as I did like in the beginning. I didn't know that it was going to be painful. Like she has another patient who has them in and she was telling me how that patient like lost 6 pounds or something like that. Cause eating was really hard. And I was like, I feel like I don't know that I lost 6 pounds, but I feel like I didn't eat as much with having the Embrace. So like,
wow. Okay. Yeah,
it's like,
sign me up. I'm getting my bottom teeth done soon.
That's what my sister was like, oh, I need those. But it's just, there's like things that I wish that I knew. And I think like, you know, you just like need to have the education part of it all. And then like you're in a better mindset going into it. Like she had a person come in who was like a voiceover.
Oh, there's no way. No way.
No way. Like she was like, no, I'm sorry. You can't get these. You got to get the Invisalign.
Yeah, if that's your livelihood, there's no effing way.
Yeah, like luckily, you know, everyone was kind enough to continue listening to the podcast while I had my list. But if you're a voice actor, no.
I remember like people were like asking me like, why does Sarah sound like she's 14? And I'm like, did you miss the episode where we literally talked about how she had to get braces?
Oh, my God. Or like I have like really good friends of mine who were like,
are you okay?
Yeah. Or like they'd be like, I didn't know you had a lisp. And I was like, no, I didn't have a lisp. I have braces. Like,
oh
come
my
on.
God. This yeah. Is
but
hilarious.
Anyways, this is behind us now. And now I have straight teeth. So just remind me to wear my braces, everyone. Or my retainers.
They look beautiful. Beautiful pearly whites.
Thank you. Now I'm like, what's next? What's next?
I know. I'm like, when's my facelift? No, truly. I keep thinking about Dr. Amir in San Diego. I'm like, dude. I want a neck lift. I want him to do my neck. I just want to know. Cause like when I look at my profile, I'm happy with like my face, but when I look from my chin down, I'm like, yeah, it's a no from me, dog.
What's the recovery from that? Like, do you have to hide for like a month?
Like, you know me, if I got any type of like facial,
you'd be like plastics, sharing it and everything. Yeah.
I would be like, I have a rhinoplasty. Like, here we go.
No, of course.
You know what I mean? I feel like it would be so whack if I did something in private.
Everyone would be like, wow, did you do a lot of like chin exercises?
I'm like, it's facial yoga.
Yeah,
you're like, facial yoga. Everyone's like, wow.
This is my gua sha. This is my gua sha. One thing that I have been looking into now is I went to get my eyes checked last week and my optometrist was like, your eyes are super dry. Like you have really dry eyes. You need to be better about putting eye drops in. They're also really red. And he was like, it's really common to have like these little, like I have these little like yellow spots and redness. And he's like, it's common for people who grow up like in Southern California or are exposed to the sun a lot. And if you're not wearing sunglasses, obviously. And I was like, how do I like, can I get this like surgically like removed or whitened or something? And I looked into it and there is a procedure, but I have really dry eyes and I feel like it would make it even worse. So I'm just gonna have to, I have Lumify and you know, I'm doing all that, but I was like looking into it.
Well, as your resident Restasis partner, well, not anymore, actually. The craziest thing happened, y'all. I was partnering with Restasis because I am like the queen of dry eye. Why didn't I know you had dry eyes?
Because yours is, I think, like clinically diagnosed as dry eyes. Mine is like I'm wearing my contact lenses from like 6 a.m. to like 10 p.m.
No, you probably could be clinically diagnosed.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I should.
You totally should. I got clinically diagnosed literally via Zoom. Like I had to do the tests over Zoom on my computer. And then I spoke with a doctor and they were like, okay, based on what you're saying and like your previous eye surgeries and like sleeping with your eyes a little bit open, then yes, you have dry eye. And of course I would always remember I would tell you I'd wake up and it would be like the pain was so bad. And I could not produce tears fast enough. So I started doing Restasis. Well, we just got an email that was like, hi, Kirby. So like the patented ingredient in Restasis is now available in generic form. And I don't know like how this happened or how like they didn't know this was going to happen or if they did, I don't know. But they effectively ended the partnership because they're like, well, we're not like going to be doing a big promo for it anymore because like now you can get like the generic version if you kind of want to, I think. So anyways, be on the lookout for that.
Oh my gosh.
But let me tell y'all, Restasis is, I still use Lumify. I'm literally holding up my Lumify. Do you know that I have a recurring subscription?
Oh, Amazon?
Yes.
I'm going to need to have to do that.
Do it.
But do you feel like Lumify makes your eyes dry so then you follow up with the Restasis?
No. Even before I started Restasis, I never felt like Lumify ever made my eyes dry. It makes them white as hell.
How does that work?
I don't know. I don't know how it's better than everything else. I truly don't understand, but it freaking works so well.
Yeah, it does. For me, because my eyes are super red sometimes, like when I wake up because of the dryness.
Yes.
So now my routine is I put the Lumify in, I put my like Reliva eye drops in, and then I have a specific Reliva for contact lenses that I am putting in throughout the day. So it's a lot better. I just need to like not, well, one, staring at the screen is really bad all day and like not wear my contact lenses for so long. I have glasses. I just like forget to wear them.
If you have dry eye, y'all, talk to your doctor about it because I think it probably is like a stronger form of Restasis, the ingredient in it. But make sure that if you are constantly looking at your phone or computer, you remember to blink. Like you need to take like every 30 minutes to like blink to, like, your eyes, get
and
up,
look somewhere
move.
Else.
Yeah, look somewhere else because that's like straining your eye. Anyways, I could talk about dry eye literally all day and all night long. It's like my passion. So
maybe we should, we should do an episode on that.
Ooh, get an ophthalmologist on.
Be like, how do you cosmetically remove these yellow spots from my eyes?
You know what? Yes, Dr. Raymond Douglas would be perfect for this. He would be literally perfect. I want like a whole like eye rejuvenation. This man is going to change my life. I already know it.
Oh, I'm going to have to get one of those too.
We can go together.
Oh my God. Perfect. Great.
Hold hands. This is a wee lesson together. Instead, our new, when we pitch a TV show, it's just us getting plastic surgery.
Oh my God.
And trying out different surgeries.
I love that.
Yeah.
Let's do
it. You're like holding your face back. Y'all. I know we talk a lot about different treatments and we're like obviously joking about surgeries and stuff here. Do you? You don't need it, but if you want it, by all means, you can have it. Go for it. That's my personal philosophy. Just a reminder.
Agree. Okay. So a few months ago, we had Dr. Dennis Gross on, the man, to talk about peels.
The man.
And he mentioned that he does these master classes on his website, right?
Yes. And I'm really excited because I am going to be co-hosting one with him. I'm a little nervous because I'm like, this man knows everything. So like, what am I actually going to be contributing to this? But basically, I'm the fangirl.
You will have a lot to contribute.
I hope so.
And they need you to help like, you know, steer the conversation in the right way.
Yeah. Well, because I mean, I feel like sometimes with these really scientific master classes or courses, it can kind of like go over people's heads. But one of the reasons why I am being brought on to co-host it is like they called me and they're like, we know you're like a science nerd and love the skincare, like what really happens. And so I didn't realize this, but over the past 20 years, the alpha beta peel that Dr. Dennis Gross, which by the way, is just like far and beyond like everybody's
gold,
favorite.
Gold standard.
Yeah, yes. So the past 20 years, the studies that they've done on it have been primarily perception studies with the patients, meaning the patient perceives the improvement in their own skin, like, based on the knowledge that they have of their own skin. And they reached out because they have been working on new medical grade testing. And this is like a pretty big deal because we talk about this a lot. Like, this is not what Dr. Dennis Gross was doing before. But you know how, like, with mascaras, they're like 90% of people said that their lashes were longer. And it's like they asked like 10 people in their office.
Totally.
So before they were working with patients basically saying like, okay, you use this for however many weeks. What did you notice with your skin? Now they've gone to a third-party testing facility using instruments like punch biopsies, which is like a big deal, ultrasound biopsy measurements, and they tested it on all Fitzpatrick scale types. This was something that they did before, meaning like tested on all like of the 6 skin types. But what's really exciting is that the information they got from this third-party testing is so incredible. Like, we knew it worked, but like, it's doing stuff that you never even knew it was doing to your skin. So this masterclass is not only going to explain that whole process if you're curious about it and like how that works, but also, you know, the peels in general, their efficacy, and then all of the benefits of the alpha beta peel. And the cool part is that this masterclass is totally free. Like, you don't have to pay to go. Like, I feel like this is something that normally experts would be like, come to my class or come to my course and I'm going to charge you to do that, to like deliver this information. It's 100% free, and there's limited spots because they're offering this really great discount, which I'm kind of like shook. I mean, I would sign up honestly just for the discount, y'all. It's crazy. So Dr. Dennis Gross, they're going to offer those who sign up and attend an exclusive 20% off code. And this will get you 20% off not only like, you know, the peels that you love, but the devices. They rarely ever include devices in this. And as y'all know, Sarah and I freaking love our LED mask from Dr. Dennis Gross. I think it's honestly one of the best. It's the one I use the most, to be quite frank.
Yeah, me too.
It's just,
honestly, even though the technology is obviously like really good, but besides that, it's like easy to wear.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because of the little strap, adjustable strap on the back. And it's like, how many minutes and you're done?
Yeah. Like, yeah, five or three. It molds to your face. Like, I feel like with some of the other ones, you're like, am I getting anything done here? Or like, because it's more flexible, which there's benefits to that. But like, you know, it can be a little, anyways, we love it. We freaking love it. We should give one away. We should.
But it's an investment, which is why this is great.
Yes, exactly. So this is taking place on Thursday, March 24th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And if if you have time and want to learn more about the science behind this stuff, education is power. Knowledge is power.
Yep.
Please join us. I'll be there having a gay old time.
So fun. I am going to sign up. And you guys can sign up too. So we'll have the link in our show notes and on the website. But you can go to drdennisgross.com, click on the community tab to reserve your spot. Also, if you sign up, you can choose to watch it on demand later, which is great, and still receive the discount code. So this will just secure that 20% off and you can watch it later on your own time.
And now for what's on my face. It's the Glow Recipe Watermelon Glow Niacinamide Sunscreen SPF 50.
Okay, can I just tell y'all, when Sarah texted me that she liked this, my jaw was on the floor because we haven't outright said it in the past, but I feel like we can have a come to Jesus moment here with everyone listening. We cannot use a lot of these products from Glow Recipe.
Yes, it's not that they don't work. They just, in our experience, have not worked for us. And we have believed that maybe we're not the target demographic for it, which is fine, obviously. When I was on the retinoid roundtable with Fat Mascara ladies, they were commenting on how they talk about how there's user error, perhaps. That's why they don't like specific products, is maybe because there was error in how they were using it. That's a nice way to put it.
Totally.
Yes. So my skin doesn't usually like the Glow Recipe skincare products, but I was like, let me try the sunscreen. Everyone's talking about it. And I was extremely impressed. This is so, so good. So yes, it's got niacinamide in it. It is both a chemical and mineral sunscreen. So it's one of those like hybrid formulas, which really makes the finish of this reminds me of like a Korean beauty.
A legit Korean
sunscreen. Yes. Like it is just so silky smooth. Like I'm going to swatch it for you, Kirby. So you just shake it a little bit and then you put it in. And
so it's not fluid.
It's not fluid. No, but it feels really light. It gives you this nice dewy glow. Do you see that? But it blends into your skin. I think it would work for all skin tones for sure.
I was going to say, because I like the packaging a lot. It looks like it's like very travel friendly, but that particular spout that it has, that's why I thought it might be a fluid.
Yeah.
Because you know how fluids are typically,
yes.
It's like the spout that comes on like the Dior Backstage Foundation and stuff like that.
Totally. You're expecting it to like, and actually, so Tatcha has a new sunscreen and theirs is also like this and it is super fluid. You don't even have to squirt it. Like I literally put it over, hovered it over my hand and it like spilled onto my hand. I'm still testing that one. But yeah, so Glow Recipe's formula combines three chemical filters. So homosalate, octosalate, and octocrylene. So three chemical filters with a familiar mineral filter called non-nanozinc oxide, which everyone probably knows. And so it gives this broad spectrum UVA, UVB, SPF 50, which is great. I want this in like a giant bottle because I think I'm going to go through it.
That's the thing about sunscreens. They're so expensive to make. And so like you typically don't get as much as like you really need for application. And I await the day that we can like figure out how to fix that, you know?
Totally. Totally. Yeah. So it also has hyaluronic acid, aloe, which I think is in a lot of the Glow Recipe watermelon products. And then it's also got the watermelon scent to it, which they say there's nothing synthetic. There's no essential oils in the product. It just smells like watermelon because of the watermelon extract that they have that's brightening and it's an antioxidant. It's not as strong as the watermelon scent for their other products. So I appreciate that because I don't really want my sunscreen to smell too much like a Jolly Rancher. But if that's, you know, your thing, then you might actually really enjoy it. But I love it. I put it on under my makeup, on top of my makeup. I tried both. It's great. I really need you to try this.
I know. I need to call it in. I need to ask Cole if I can get a sample. Because typically, you know, I like don't like to be wasteful of product. I'd like to be cognizant of that.
So it's $34. It's a little pricey for 1.69 fluid ounces.
But I think honestly, I mean, that's on par with most.
That's like the going rate.
We've got some news, and today's news segment is supported by our friends at Ulta Beauty. Thank you, Ultimates, as always, for your support. So last week, we were like knee deep in celebrity beauty launches, so we didn't talk about this, but admittedly, one of the biggest beauty stories of the entire week slash month is that John Dempsey of Estee Lauder Companies was forcibly asked to retire.
And how long had he been there, Kirby?
He had been at the company for 30 years, I believe. Yeah, 30 years. He was the executive vice president, and he was asked to leave the company last week after he posted a meme involving Sesame Street, a racial slur, coronavirus, and Chingy. And like, truly, you cannot make this shit up. I'm like, is this a Mad Lib? What timeline are we living in? So John Dempsey, for the most part, if you prior to this talked to anybody about John Dempsey, he was seemingly very well adored by like everyone. They called him like the Big Mac Daddy. Like he was like a really big part of Mac collaborating with people like Mary J. Blige and Lil' Kim in the late 90s. Before any fashion brand had ever partnered with like a hip hop star, Mac was like the first one to really do that. And he's been like a very big proponent of everything that's been happening with Viva Glam and making that like a big priority for Mac. So like he's been like influential in so many ways at this company, right? But he also has this very bizarre internet presence. Like this story broke through the beauty sphere because my boyfriend knew what I was talking about when I mentioned the Estee Lauder executive. He's like, oh, he's like the racist meme thing. I'm like, oh my God, how do you know this? And he was like, it was all over Twitter. So like sports bros now know that like there was a racist meme thing happening at Estee Lauder. Initially, he was suspended without pay. And I think that was a smart move. They were trying to figure out what to do, like how to move forward. The New York Times story that he was asked to leave. And I think by doing that, because everyone's like, why didn't he get terminated and fired? Well, this man was making $10 million a year. He had stock in the company. When you get terminated, I don't know what his contract looked like, but like they may have had to effectively pay him out if they terminated him, right? So I think by asking him to leave and he announced his retirement, they're not obligated to pay him out. And maybe he'll get something, I don't know, but surely it won't be at the magnitude that it would have been if he had been forced out, like via termination. But his internet presence, I think, like the racist meme, y'all, it's all over Reddit, so just Google it. I'm not going to explain to you what it said. But there was like asterisks in this, in this meme, which indicated a slur of some sort. And okay, let me back it up for just 2 seconds. Sarah, did you read my newsletter by chance?
I didn't get it. I was looking for it.
No, it's okay. I'm not asking you to put you on the spot. I don't want to rehash everything I said if you had already read it, but I'm going to explain to you.
No, rehash it. Because there's some of our listeners who don't subscribe.
That's true. Okay. So I was like, how do you get to this point? How do you get to this point where like an executive at his level is posting memes like this? Okay. So I go to his Instagram and there's his apology. And then if you're scrolling through, it's not like some of the stuff he's posting is work from the companies that he's like supporting in some way, but most of it are memes that like your grandmother or grandfather are like sharing with people on Facebook.
Wasn't there some like, saw it on your Instagram, like cat?
There was like a cat thing where like a cat's trying to put on pants. It's like the weirdest shit I've ever seen. Okay. So I start going through his Instagram and I'm like scrolling, 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 scrolling. And I'm like, hold on. I'm still on February 21st. How many of these posts is he putting up a day? So I start back at the beginning. I go back to the last meme he posted. Sarah, I spent an hour figuring this out. Okay. Like I'm like, why is nobody talking about this aspect? This is the crazy thing. Hold on. Okay. Sarah, just guess on February 21st. Okay. The last time he posted before Chingy Gate happened. How many times do you think he posted to his feed? Just throw out a number.
5.
Sarah, he posted 36 times in one day. Okay.
In one day?
Yes. The day before, 32 times. On February 19th, he posted 38 times to his feed. And then on literally the 18th of February, he posted 40 plus times. I'm like, do you understand to post that much content? First of all, you have to find it. That takes time. Then you have to post it. How much time was this man spending on a daily basis mining content and aggregating it for his own personal Instagram?
Also, you're a freaking VP. Don't you have like a million? Like, I can't even sometimes don't even check my Instagram in a day because I have so much work. You're supposed to be working.
100%. His Instagram looks like he got hacked. Like, Patrick was like, Kirby, there is no way he was running his own account. I'm like, Patrick, I'm telling you right now, it was him. It was 100% him.
He should have just lied.
He should have lied. He should have been like, I got hacked. I would have believed him. If he said he got hacked, I would be like, yeah, makes sense. But then you go through his Instagram and you think you're scrolling to like, you know, January 2021 and you're still literally in February 2022. Like, he was posting with reckless abandon. When he says that he didn't read the meme before he posted, everyone was like, bullshit. But honestly, I'm starting to think he might be telling the truth because he's just fucking seeing memes going viral and posting them, thinking he's going to get engagement.
He's like, oh, this is a cute Bert and Ernie, like, COVID meme.
Yes. It's like my friend Snuffy. And then I'm like, what in the fuck? And, like, I'm not trying to minimize, like, obviously, this was, like, a racist meme. So, like, that is always going to be, like, the number one problem here. But it's, like, I found a video of this guy who created this meme. And he's like, yeah, so I, like, might be partly responsible for why this, like, Estee Lauder executive got fired. I create these chingy memes and I put it on this Reddit, this Reddit post. And, like, I'll post them on Instagram sometimes and they go viral or whatever. And so I'm like, so John Dempsey is 64-something-year-old man.
On Reddit? I can't even figure out how to use Reddit properly.
But I'm like, is he on Reddit or is he going through his Explore page and then sees this meme and then sees, like this is a Black creator who created this meme, right?
On my Discover page, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm not following meme accounts, but, like, it's not popping up on my Discover page.
I mean, it seems like he's only following meme accounts. Let's be quite frank. Like, this man's whole brand at this point is now memes and not beauty. Like, I'm thinking he probably saw this, saw that people were laughing and engaging with it. And it's, like, very much a not for you type of thing to post. You are not a part of the Black community. You are not Black. Like, this should not have been even something you considered posting. And he posted it. And now all hell has broken loose. And I just have to say, like, this wasn't something that happened in the last 2 or 3 days of him posting. Like, maybe they were. But was not anybody at Estee Lauder going, hey, you need to create a separate non-verified account that's private so you can post non-racist memes and also whatever the other stupid shit you want to post. But, like, your professional verified account should be posting about work, posting about the company, and maybe your family.
Or someone else needs to be running it. Because I think a lot of people at his level at companies that are big, they're not running those accounts. And that's fine. That's fine.
So somebody that I think does a really good job is the CMO of Rare Beauty, Katie Welch. She is, like, very big on TikTok. And so she'll post content on TikTok pretty frequently about getting a job in marketing or getting a job with a beauty brand. That is, like, relevant to her expertise. And also, as the CMO, you're only bringing more eyeballs into your brand. So I think that's, like, an effective way to use social media. And I know that Ukonwa Oho, huge executive, she's now at Amazon, but she was previously, you know, at Mac. She was previously at CoverGirl. Like, she uses her platform to share, like, all of the cool things she's doing as, you know, in the marketing area.
Or literally just, like, if he were to have just shared photos of his family or, like, boring photos of him on, like, a fancy-ass vacation, fine. If you don't have anything to contribute and it's just your, you know, personal photo album, okay. But, like, the memes 30 times a day.
40 times a day sometimes.
Someone needed a loved one, anyone. This is like Kanye. It's like Kanye level.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. I feel like because he was at such a high level and probably, like, very esteemed in the company, maybe he didn't have people going, listen, we can't say anything to him. You need to stop. I wrote about this in my newsletter, the amount of Estee Lauder employees that reached out to me that said, can't say anything over email. Let's have a phone call. I'm like, OK, clearly there's something I don't know that I need to know here. But, you know, some of them were very surprised by this whole thing. And some of them are like, OK, so. I don't know. Wild times. I'm allowed to post effing 800 TikToks in a row on my Instagram story because I'm not the vice president of Estee Lauder companies.
No, and that's, like, actually part of your job.
Finding dogs that have emo haircuts to post on Instagram stories. So that's the tea. It's not even tea. That's just what happened. So I'm curious to see. I'm not going to say it. But you know who would be a very good replacement?
Let's get into
Ulta Beauty. Ulta Beauty 21. Can we do? We need a jingle. 21 days of
I know.
Beauty. The beauty sale.
S-A-L-E-F-A-L-E. Yes. Okay. Very exciting. Favorite time of year. It's finally here.
It's like March Madness.
It really is for the beauty lovers because they have to, like, have their, like, pens and papers out.
Yes.
You got to write it down, mark your calendar. you know, you got to be strategic. So yes, it's the time of year, March 13th through April 2nd. Ulta will be sharing steals on brands up to 50% off. And then on Friday and Saturdays, there are surprise steals that will be revealed at midnight the day of. We cannot say more than that.
But there are some good ones.
There are some really good ones. We know, but we can't tell you, but just know they're really good. So a lot of the products that are being offered this year are being offered as part of the sale for the first time. So we're going to go over some of our picks, but be sure to check out Ulta.com to see the full calendar of steals and sales.
I thought it would be fun for us to share our picks and not let each other know. Like, we work off of a document when we do these shows, but I was like, do not put your picks in this document, like hide them from each other. So then we can see how closely aligned we are or not. My picks are based on products that I love, but also I feel like the deal is just like, you cannot pass it up.
So my first pick is the Dermalogica Power Bright Dark Spot Serum.
Oh, okay. What makes this product amazing?
Okay, well, one, it's Dermalogica. And like, freaking everyone loves Dermalogica. Fan favorite. We love Jane Warwind. You know who loves Dermalogica, who I got to talk to yesterday? Cody Rigsby.
Codes. How's our boo?
So good. He also loves coconut oil. But for his like body. Because he's got a, you know, all glisteny, like his pecs, whatever. It's working for him. He looks great.
Was he charming?
So charming. So sweet. Really, we're going to get him on the pod. He just needs to come on. But anyways, he's a fan of Dermalogica. I feel like I also get asked all the time how to get rid of dark spots constantly. And I think this is because this is something that, you know, as we approach our late 30s, is more of an issue. And I just find that Dermalogica's products, this one included, effective, a good price point, and an even better price point because it is, you know, on sale. I don't know how much it's going to be, but up to 50% off. It's usually $95. So I think that this is a great time to invest in this, especially if you have been looking for some sort of like brightening dark spot serum.
Okay, and when is it available? Like, what day do people need to mark on their calendars?
It is available Friday, March 18th.
Yeah, at $95 for a 50% off, like, you can't pass it up.
Yeah, get it. Okay, what about you?
Mine is the KVD Tattoo Liner. It comes in two shades. This is a first-time steal for the brand, meaning this particular product. And that liner does not budge. It does not move.
It's so good.
I know that some people had qualms with the Kat Von D of it all. She is no longer in any shape, way, or form associated with this brand. And I know that they went through that rebrand of KVD Vegan Beauty. Now it's just KVD Beauty. The products are still legit. They're still bomb. I will continue to support that brand because they just make really good, long-lasting products.
Yeah, I was going to say pigmented, long-lasting, and that I co-sign that tattoo liner is really, really good and like really easy to apply.
Yes, they have a brown, and this is a liquid liner. This isn't like their cake liner, which is like a pencil form. This is liquid. So if you're looking for like that sharp, matte wing from Euphoria, this is what's going to do it. So it's usually $22, $23 perhaps. And at 50% off, you could probably expect, you know, $11, $12 in that area. I would stock up if I were you. And it will be available on March 17th. Look at the Irish. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Go get your KVD Beauty Tattoo liner. Woohoo! All right. What's your next pick, Sarah?
Okay. This might be unexpected, but I am picking the Dermaflash Mini Precision Peach Fuzz Removal Device.
Wow, you are blowing me away right now. Why?
I know, because I love a gadget that's on sale. And I actually really like Dermaflash's products. I think that if you are someone who doesn't usually dermaplane or shave your face, this is a great like intro into it if you're too afraid to use like the actual like scalpel or like razor, like, because, you know, I mean, there's a learning curve with those. Like, I still cut myself using those. And I just feel like the Dermaflash makes it a little bit easier to handle. Perhaps you're not getting as close of a shave as if you were to use like a actual like derma planing tool, but it does help get the peach fuzz off. Great for your, you know, stash area, which, you know, those babies sprout up unwanted at any time. And you just need this little tool. You can put it in your purse, shave it off. So it's usually $69. Again, it'll be up to 50% off. We don't know how much it'll be, but I'm guessing it'll probably like around 30. And that is available Sunday, March 20th.
And the interesting part of this is, so this is the mini, right? So it's basically focusing on areas like the upper lip, around the eyes and hard to reach areas. And like, you know, like in between your eyebrows and stuff like that. But there's also a little depuffing tool on the bottom of it that you can use for your under eye to help with like bagginess and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. Yes. That's great. We love that. And it's very travel friendly. Like I said, you could keep it in your purse.
You know, I typically don't like promote Dermaflash just because I'm like, get a tinkle razor for $5. Who cares? But I do think you make a valid point in that it's kind of giving you like that extra layer of safety. And because it's on sale, like this is the time to like take a chance on something because you're not paying full price on it.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is kind of just like your intro into dermaplaning, intro to shaving your mustache. I know there's still so many of you out there who are afraid to do it. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Stop going to get your stashes waxed. Just shave it off.
Okay. This is no surprise to literally anybody. I'm not going to be blowing anyone's mind with this. Urban Decay Cosmetics Waterproof Brow Pencil and Ink Stain, the Brow Blade, Chef's Kiss. I go buy this product straight up. So it's typically $26. It'll probably be around $13, and it's available in 9 shades. I honestly use the ink stain more than I use the actual brow pencil side of it. If you're into not microblading where it looks like brow hairs, but now it's called like, I'm blanking on the term, where they just go in and they, it's not feathering. They just fill in sparse spots. It doesn't look like a brow hair though. It's like a new form of microblading that's less intense. It's less like you're just trying to fill in some bald spots. It's like nanoblading or something. That's kind of what gives to me. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
so it doesn't, it's not like my entire eyebrow, like I don't fill in the entire brow with it. I just go, I find the sparse spots, fill in like my arch a little bit at the front and a little bit at the back. And it just looks so natural. If you do prefer, you know, going in as well with the pencil, the other side is a pencil. And I feel like the shades run a little bit more cool than warm, which generally people's eyebrows are not like super warm. So if you always have that problem finding like a cool toned pencil, I highly recommend this. It's available Sunday, March 20th. And it again comes in 9 different shades.
And because you did, I am picking Benefits Gimme Brow Plus Tinted Volumizing Eyebrow Gel. I could have picked the Urban Decay one too. And you could have picked this one. Like it's sort of like, we just wanted to make sure both were covered, but I definitely use this one a lot more. And it was like one of the first brow gels. Was it the first or one of the first brow gels that came out?
I don't know, but it was the first one to like revolutionize brow gels because it's not just a brow gel. It actually fills in your brows with hairs.
Yes, it is volumizing. Yes. It volumizes, tames, tints. It's water resistant. It lasts all day. It's very natural looking, buildable, and it comes in like half shades and 0.75 shades. There's a gray shade that I remember when that one came out, everyone was losing their shit over it. This is great too, Kirby. There are still so many people out there who are afraid to do their brows. I know it's not our listeners because our listeners are super savvy and like they know how to do their makeup better than I do, but there are still some people out there who are afraid to like fill their brow in and because they think they're going to look like Groucho Marx. And I feel like this is a really good intro And it's an intro product into filling in your brows. It's never going to look like too much. It's always going to look natural, but it is buildable. This is like a good little segue into that world. I know for me it was, and I love it. I absolutely love it. It's available in 10 shades. It's usually $24. It is going to be available Friday, April 1st, and I'm assuming it'll probably be like
$12. Yeah.
$12 or something like that.
Buy two.
Stock up on those babies. Buy two, buy some for your friends. I don't know if you should buy this for Christmas because it might like dry out. I was going to say, great stocking stuffer.
Half Christmas. Christmas in July. All right. I have one more and I'm not going to go into it because I've talked about it recently. On Thursday, March 31st, MAC Studio Radiance Face and Body Radiant Sheer Foundation. This is the Zendaya Euphoria Foundation. It's going to be half price from $35. It comes in 30 shades. I am so surprised it took me this long to try this product, but it's really good. And there's so many different undertones to choose from. It looks like your skin, but better. So get on it Thursday, March 31st.
I knew you were going to pick that one too, but that's a really good one too. Okay. You can also expect some sales from COSRX, Strivectin, Elemis, Peter Thomas Roth, It Cosmetics, Murad, Grande Cosmetics,
Kylie Cosmetics,
Glam Glow,
Saint Tropez,
Bobbi Brown. So much goodness.
Lots of good stuff. And the surprise deals from what we can share are pretty legit too. So to keep up to date on all of this, mark your calendars, go to Ulta.com. Again, those surprise deals will be revealed at midnight, the day of those steals becoming available. So if you're really anxious, you can stay up till midnight and check those out.
Thank you everyone for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms. Gloss Angeles was created by us, Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan. It's part of the Acast Network and licensed by Vice Media Group.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.